Let's talk about the big show. Kind of a big deal, blah, blah.
KOMP Las Vegas and KOMP HD Las Vegas. Sparks.
Greg bangs my mom.
Izzy.
I'm racist.
Diva. Greg.
Oh, God, right there.
The movement has begun. Join the fifth man. It's BS in the morning.
Hey, good morning. What up?
Hi.
Everything good? Got some funk swag going in the morning. Nice. Cool. Great. Mateo's over there in the dark. Light bulb burnt out. It's all right. That blue glow from the computer monitor. Nice. Greg, how you feeling this morning?
Really bad migraine.
Really bad migraine?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have even known if
I know.
You didn't
try to play it off like normal. And my cord is all tied up too, and I'm trying to fix that.
That's the worst.
It's a bad morning, bro.
It's a bad morning.
Let's just start. Let's just not have a morning, bro.
Izzy, how you doing?
I'm great.
Okay. Boy. Opposite ends of the spectrum.
Boy, am I jealous of your cord and your head.
That's right. All right. Well, let's get it going here. To the feed.
The feed with Izzy.
A new hotel is coming to the Strip. It's called the Dream Hotel. It'll have 450 rooms. It's considered a lifestyle luxury hotel, and it'll be across the street from Mandalay Bay. It's going to feature a rooftop pool deck, 3 restaurants, 2 bars and lounges, a full-service spa, and more. They plan on having it up in about 3 years.
Across from Mandalay Bay, that's nothing. That's just a parking lot.
It'll be next to the airport over there.
Yeah.
So.
Cool.
Should be good. And it's right down the street from Allegiant Stadium.
Brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant.
I always wondered if they were going to build more stuff over on that area of the Strip. Because it just kind of drops off after Mandalay Bay.
I know. Well, I think MGM
like
owns
a wasteland.
It.
Wasteland.
That's where the MGM, that's where Route 91 shooting was.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they stopped doing events there after that, obviously. So
right.
I wonder if they finally put it up for sale. Like, hey, you want to buy? Do you know the owner? It doesn't say it's MGM or anything.
No, it doesn't.
No, it's a different.
Well, I think the other problem is at some point, you run into the airport right there too. So I don't know how close they have to be to the
right,
airport.
Right, true.
There's like those giant towers, like electricity tower wires going that go down underground because they can't. I imagine because of the airport. And if you look, there's got to be 60, 70 acres of land right there.
Yeah.
Just desert.
Yeah.
And it's on the Strip. You would think someone would snatch that up immediately.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I would.
Cool. What's it called? Dream Hotel?
Dream.
Hmm.
I feel like 450 rooms isn't really a lot.
No.
Not for Vegas.
Well,
and they're only going to have 2 bars and lounges.
How many rooms does
Mandalay
Bay have?
3 restaurants. Like, it seems like it's going to be a relatively small
I think MGM hotel. Has like a couple thousand rooms, doesn't it?
That's what I would assume, yeah.
Let's see. MGM.
I could be way off, bro.
I have to put.
I mean, you go into.
You're a great Googler.
Other hotels like Venetian and stuff,
thanks,
and they
Greg.
Have a million restaurants.
Yeah, they do have a million restaurants. You know, the Venetian has like floors I didn't even know about.
Yeah.
I swear, you like go up a certain floor, you're like, oh, it's a club up here. Oh, there's a restaurant. You're like, what?
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, the MGM Grand is the single largest hotel in the United States.
Wow.
Try to take a guess on how many rooms the MGM Grand has.
3,000.
You want to say 3,000?
2,500. No, go lower.
2,500. Mateo, you in on this?
3,200.
Yeah. You've all grossly underbid.
What?
Wow.
6,852 rooms.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, almost 7,000 rooms at the MGM.
400 ain't crap.
400 is tiny.
It's a budget suite.
What's that Oyo that used to be the Hooters Hotel?
Oh, yeah. 17 rooms. No, I don't know.
I'm going to guess.
Oyo room count.
500. Bob.
That doesn't say. I guess Oyo is a thing.
It's an interesting
company-wide. Company-wide, they have 1.2 million rooms. I don't want that.
Who owns that company?
I don't know. I'll have to.
That parking garage is like held up by the cars. Have you ever been in there?
No, I refuse.
I've never been in the parking garage, but I've been to.
It's kind of weird.
Number of rooms, 696. So it's going to be smaller than the Hooters Hotel.
Wow.
So it is small.
Wow. That's like tiny.
Yeah.
Very small. It's
Think anyone's going to go there?
Like a dream.
Well, 450 people, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And their spouse.
They'll go.
Okay.
They'll go. If it's nice and new, they'll go.
Okay.
I don't know.
You don't think it'll bother people that it's by the airport?
No. I love the sound of helicopters. It's right there next to Maverick's headquarters.
Oh, nice.
Especially while you're laying on the the top pool deck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chipotle is running a buy one, get one promotion right now in honor of the 40th anniversary of Miracle on Ice.
Team Burrito.
All you have to do is come in wearing a hockey jersey this Friday to get the deal.
I need a hockey jersey.
Yeah.
Buy one, get one. Damn, that's
buy
good.
Buy one, get one.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, I figured.
I got to
like
find
that.
A hockey jersey. That's a little bit of a thing. Free burrito for a hockey jersey.
Yeah, it's like, is it worth it considering how buy much one, hockey jerseys are? You could borrow one from someone.
Yeah. I'm not going to buy one. You kidding me?
Ask Doug. Doesn't Doug have hockey jerseys?
Yep.
And you guys are both long and lanky, Slenderman type.
Slenderman?
Yeah, you guys have really long arms, especially Doug.
I have proportional arms to my body.
Do you?
Yes.
I don't think I do.
I don't
Somebody
either.
Told me recently I have really long arms.
I have like orangutan arms.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks they have orangutan arms.
No, you measure mine, I have like a 7-foot wingspan arms. They're stupid.
Did you do that at the zoo?
Yeah, they kept me in the zoo actually for a while. I had to escape with my long arms.
It's nice. They're like silverback.
Mm-hmm.
He's out. Oh, no. Orangutan. What'd you say?
Yeah, orangutan.
Orangutan.
Well, I guess silverbacks have really long arms too.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Nope. I have normal arms. You guys are freaks.
No, you've got really long arms.
No. Then how does everyone have really long arms? You just don't think arms should be as long?
I don't know, I guess.
If you think everyone has long arms, if Greg has a 7-foot wingspan, if I have gangly long arms, then
no,
you
Doug's
have long
more
arms.
Gangly. You're not gangly. You just have
I'm proportional. Arms. I'm perfectly proportional. Thank you. That's Greg at his house during Christmas dinner.
Yes.
He doesn't have to ask anyone to pass anything because he can reach.
Yeah, he can just grab it.
Yeah.
Dude, a kid fell into my enclosure once at the zoo.
Yeah?
I just reached out and handed him back.
Nice.
Yeah. That's great, yeah.
How long my arms are.
They come in handy.
Mm-hmm. I didn't get shot like Harambe.
Yeah.
Bitch ass Harambe.
I'm sad.
He ain't no bitch ass. How dare you? How dare you?
Kind of went out like a hoe.
He didn't go out like a hoe. What's wrong with you?
Wow,
he was murdered. Be Harambe, sipping on some bomb, and we on the
way to heaven. Amen. Amen. Okay, now I feel bad for Harambe.
Yeah, you should, man.
You should also feel bad for Utah. Utah's House of Representatives just passed a bill that requires porn to carry a warning label about the dangers to youth.
Boy, I was going to totally go a different direction. I read something else about Utah that we can talk in a minute.
Okay.
So you got to have a warning label for porn?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't mind it.
To tell kids out there. Well, I don't think the kids are going to pay attention to it.
Instead of may cause birth defects of your pregnancy, it says may cause pregnancy on the side.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes if you're dialing into porn, you expect it to go one way and then it goes completely the other and you're like, oh no, I didn't want it. No. And you click off of it.
What are you talking about? Don't you look at the preview before you watch it?
Yeah,
preview. Yeah, but sometimes you can't tell, man. There's like a mess of bodies and you're like, oh, whoa, it's one of those videos?
Oh, with a pool of bodies.
It doesn't have to be a pool of bodies. It could just be a man and a woman.
Or a man and a man.
And then all of a sudden you realize it's a man and a man.
Yeah.
Or you realize it's a man and a woman, but then the woman is doing a thing to a man and you're like, this isn't the angle I was wanting to go with this at all. You know?
Yeah.
So I wonder what the warning labels are going to be.
They're just going to tell youths that it's dangerous to them.
That's it?
Yeah.
I thought it would tell them, like, you know, for pegging. And you're like, okay.
No. Where's the label, though, on the internet?
Well, they're talking about, like, magazines and stuff,
too. Who the hell?
Magazines?
Oh, my God. These kids are, wow.
Oh, I thought it would, like, flash, like, a TV rating at the beginning.
Magazines.
You know? Like, TV, you know,
wow.
TV
These kids 18. Are living in, like, prehistoric era. Good.
Yes. They should have like a letter code, you know, V for violence in like TV shows, N for nudity. They should have one specific for porn. Like, I'm not into pegging. Tell me if that pops up in this thing.
P for pegging.
Yeah, P for pegging. Show me if it. Tell me if it's got what it's got in there.
And yeah, like in the beginning of like a show on HBO, it'll say like it'll list things.
Yes.
Violence, nudity, whatever. It should say on there, milking or whatever.
Yeah, I don't want milking.
Yeah.
L for lactation.
Yes.
Not a fan.
No.
Stay away.
No.
Yeah. Then you have the worst kind of porn is pregnancy porn.
Ah, it creeps
it's
me
disgusting.
Out.
Disgusting.
Not because the lady's pregnant. I've never seen it in action, but when I went to the bathroom in a frat house one time, the entire stall was covered in pregnancy porn pictures.
Awful.
And that's how I learned that pregnancy porn was a thing.
Yeah. It's kinda, disgusting.
It's kind of hot.
That's probably,
not hot.
Nah.
A little bit.
I don't pregnancy even like porn? Seeing pregnant chicks in bikinis. I'm like, can you
no,
put that away,
No, I'm not
please?
Disgusted by pregnant women. I'm disgusted pregnant, by how I bad of mothers
pregnant
they're going
to be. Pregnant women are hot, dude.
I look, my wife has obviously been pregnant.
That's what
it's
I'm
been
saying.
My child.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not what I'm saying.
You
I'm saying,
son of a bitch.
No, I'm saying, like, you know, is what I'm saying.
I'm not, here's the thing. I'm not into pregnancy porn because of the pregnant lady. I'm not into pregnancy porn because of what the lady will become, a horrible mother. Like, you've already poisoned the child.
Not necessarily.
Dude, that's floating around the internet.
Maybe
your
she doesn't
been
know which
porn.
One of them is the dad, so she's just trying them all out. No.
And you were in the tummy.
And you were
the
there.
Porn.
I know.
I'm telling you, man.
It's, it's awful.
Pregnant women have the ill na-na, though.
I have.
What?
Oh,
fire.
Oh, there's another way to say it, Izzy, for you
why?
To understand.
Why?
I don't know.
It's a thing.
Something about it.
Yeah. Their hormones are nuts.
Yeah.
So it changes their Vanessa?
I don't know. It seems to.
It's. I'll tell you off air if you want to get into it.
Oh, really? I don't know if I do. Give me a minute. let me contemplate.
It's like it's getting ready for something else, but it works for you.
That is. Okay.
Like Kegels? So it's stronger?
RIP Harambe. Sipping on some bomb, baby. On our way to heaven.
Anyway, I'm into porn rating system. Let's just do it.
Yeah.
Let's get it on.
I was doing Kegels the other day at the stoplight because I was like, oh, I should try this out. And then I realized that I was just staring blankly into space as I was doing Kegels. I couldn't control my face.
Is he stuck in a green light doing
yeah.
Kegels while everybody's driving by?
I was like, oh,
like,
I gotta go.
Meow, meow, meow,
meow.
She's like, they're doing Kegels out of stuff.
My Regina.
I like, couldn't concentrate on what was in front of me. I had to just concentrate
That's
on
awesome.
The Kegels.
Hey, whatever.
I'm doing them right now.
Dude, if I was a chick, okay, Izzy's doing Kegels right now. If I was a chick, though, I would do like stuff like that. Whatever you want, man. You know?
Yeah.
Look
yeah, there's a chick that does Kegels with weights.
Yeah. I know a girl
what?
That has like a thing
she
on her keychain.
Up there, and then
yeah.
there's a weight that hangs down, and she just Kegel.
Yeah.
Giggle.
She's strong, bro.
Yeah, and she said she's really good at sex because of it.
Yeah. They call them cum bells. You know those, it's like they come, no. I
can't say it.
No, it was come over. Like.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
Don't. Dumped it.
Wow.
That's for you, internet. Good job. All right, we're going to end this break.
No!
We'll come back.
It's the best.
You
yeah,
want to keep talking about your Kegel stoplight exercises? That's fine. I have no problem. We'll just have to do it.
They have these little rabbits that girls
right.
put on their
keychain. BS in the morning. BS in the morning.
I'm daddy in the bedroom all day for all my girls. They love it.
Comp 92.3, The Rock Station. BS in the morning. Yeah, we don't want to be up this early either.
Our neighbors to the north, Utah, State Senate, unanimously voted to decriminalize polygamy. Unanimously. There wasn't a single person objecting. Hey, guys, man and a woman?
But
or just two people, man and man, woman and woman?
Wasn't it legal before and they made it illegal?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Right now, if you are a man who cohabitates with more than one lady classified as like a wife, you know,
yeah.
more than one wife, it's classified as a third-degree felony punishable by up to 5 years in prison. And to be honest, I don't really care if polygamy. I mean,
yeah, I don't care.
It doesn't
as long
matter.
As they're all consenting adults.
Yeah.
Right. No, I just thought it was just interesting that, you know, obviously they have the Mormon stigma is that, you know, polygamy is cool, which I don't think a lot of Mormons think polygamy is fine. I think that's it's almost like a certain sect of Mormonism, right? Isn't that true?
I don't know, man.
I'm not sure.
Like, I've talked to people. You've had a lot of Mormon friends here, you know, coming in and out of Vegas because it's so close to Utah or whatever.
Mm-hmm. There's a ton of Mormons here in Vegas.
Well, one of the guys I know is pretty, you know, he does good in real estate and stuff. And so he was telling me some stuff. And I don't know, man. It seems like there's
people. What does he mean? He buys multiple houses for the,
the wife? I don't know what it is. It's just like him and the people that he grew up there. They come down here, they buy house, you know, they use it as like as investment properties and stuff.
Oh,
like that.
Sure, yeah.
So, you know, in the times he would come down to visit, he would just talk to me about stuff, and I was always interested. And he would, but it was weird because it seems like they have different degrees. Like some guys wear magic underwear, some guys don't, you know? Some guys are into polygamy, and some guys gamble and drink caffeine and don't care, and some guys do. So
it's like Muslims who drink.
Yeah,
you know,
so.
like that kind of thing.
Yeah. So I think it varies depending on the person, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, that makes sense.
I guess the problem I would have with polygamy.
What is the big deal about polygamy?
The problem I would have maybe is that you're raising. Like, if it's a thing in your community, their women being raised are taught that maybe they're not really making their own choice. They're kind of taught that's what you're supposed to do, and then when you grow up, you're in it.
That bothers me.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, because you don't want any child's brain to be taken advantage of.
Yeah.
And almost kind of, like, coerced into, this is where, I understand.
You see a lot of, like, sometimes you'll see, like, with the Muslim thing, you'll see women that have, like, the stuff on their head, and they're like, no, it's, like, part of our culture. But it's like, it wouldn't be if you weren't taught that. You know what I mean? If
I
you grew up
saying.
Like a normal free person, you would never think that to do that. So.
Can't stop coughing here.
Yeah.
I get it. And I get that it's consenting adults. I also don't like the fact, I mean, I guess now could in
yeah, could it
woman
be like
religion? Could it be the other way?
Could it be
woman,
bachelorette?
Yeah. Like, could a woman have multiple male husbands?
I don't want to say it because I think I'm completely wrong, but the way I look at it, possibly as to why it's men with a bunch of women is to have more children, you know?
Yeah. I mean,
in a way spread their seed.
That's
a term
thing.
I learned yesterday to, you know what I mean? To be able to have as many children as they possibly can.
They're
children
of oats.
God. Do they believe in God?
Mormons believe in God.
Okay, yeah. So like children of God type thing. I feel like a lot of people are like, oh yeah, have a bunch of wives. Yeah, that's cool. You know,
sounds
they think
horrible.
It's like a.
No, it sounds yeah.
They think it's like a fetish thing. Like you're just surrounded by women all the time. But it's like it's a job. Like you have to make sure that you go to every single family every day and you give each of them the same amount of attention.
Yeah.
You know, like
you're getting nagged at in surround sound.
Yeah, it's not an easy fantasy thing that people think. And I'm only understanding that because I watched, you know, one of those Sister Wives shows.
Yeah, that's it, Sister
and
Wives.
And it talks to they all the women, and all the women are like,
that guy's such a dork.
This is difficult. Like, we don't exactly enjoy sharing him. Like, sometimes he gives more attention to her, and sometimes I feel neglected, and I'm like, well, you know what I mean? Like, that doesn't sound fun at all.
It just seems like a big headache.
And it's a lot of work.
A couple of those girls are cute, too. They could have found a different dude. That guy's a dork face.
But again, to each their own.
Yeah.
If they want to do it, and that's, you know, that's what they're comfortable with, they can do it. I don't have an issue with
it. I know, but there's got to be a line to the phrase, to each their own. I mean,
yeah,
you got to regulate.
Yeah.
I mean, are people marrying robots?
It's not five each to own. Or
again, if people married robots, it's not hurting me.
5-on-1 basketball game here. I know, if it's not hurting you, it doesn't, you know what I mean? But where do you draw the line where it's detriment to society?
I don't know.
I mean, if it's not hurting you, I get it. But if it's hurting the collective we, then it could be bad.
I guess.
I mean, if a person wants to marry a robot, I personally don't care. If a person wants to marry, you know, cartoon character, whatever, the whole thing is, and then multiple wives, I'm just like.
Dude, yeah. Jennifer Rabbit.
Does it.
Yeah, she was a little sexy for kids.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I think it was the first boner I ever
got. Yeah, she got smashed.
I was like, wow. A cartoon. She was voluptuous, would be the word.
She was like Jugs Bunny.
Yeah.
And that was the other weird one when Bugs Bunny would cross dress. I remember looking at him putting on lipstick. I'm like, this seems off.
Yeah.
Like, this doesn't seem right. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm glad no one cares about the polygamy thing. Can you imagine going to jail for that? Oh, my God.
Yeah, that'd be rough.
Guy next to you is in there for murder, and you're in there because you wanted to marry more than one lady.
He's like, oh, yeah, we had, like, you know, a big group of people having sex. Oh, yeah, we do that here, too.
BS.
BS in the morning. BS in the morning.
If there's some guy on 4chan watching me masturbate, that's fine with me.
Comp 92.3, the rock station.
What are you, a hockey fan?
Hi, this is Rob Schneider, and you're doing it.
more phlegm than I'd ever anticipated.
Hi, this is Rob Schneider, and you're doing it. You're listening to BS in the Morning in Las Vegas.
Wow. Is that right?
Yep.
Guys, president's on the phone.
What?
What? The current one?
The president of the United States is on the phone.
Wow.
Donald Trump.
Good morning, BS in the morning. How are you?
This is amazing. President Trump?
It's an honor to speak with me. It really is.
This is great. Wow. I can't believe it.
How's everybody doing?
Pretty good. Are you in town because of the caucuses that we had here yesterday?
Well, you know, I'm actually in town to promote my Trump Casino Hotel. You know, if you buy a drink during the debate tonight, you get 10% off.
Oh, wow. Nice. Pretty good.
Yeah, it's going to be great. But the Democrat debate, I mean, it's really it's the world's slowest moving train wreck, frankly.
Oh, really? You think so?
Yeah.
I bought some time on NBC to promote the hotel, but that's about it.
So who do you want to run against the most out of the Democrats?
You know what? I think they're really giving Sanders a tough time.
Yeah?
But Bloomberg is it's a total loser. I mean, it's his first debate, right?
Yeah.
He qualified.
Yes, right, he qualified.
Right, right.
He might qualify for a step stool, too. Either that or a child-sized podium. I don't think he's going to do very well.
What do you think about Bloomberg making fun of your intelligence? He said that you have a small brain or something like that.
Can you believe that guy? What a loser. A total loser. I got to tell you, three white guys in their late 70s mumbling up there on stage. I mean, because the Democrats are all about diversity, am I right?
You're right. Yeah, that's a good
so
point.
You know, every time little Mikey Bloomberg bets on black, he's going to make sure they stop and frisk. It's true. Now, I don't mind stop and frisk, especially if it's with that co-host of yours.
Oh, nice.
What's your name?
Greg Sparks.
I see that. You can stop and frisk me anytime.
Oh, boy.
Well, Bernie Sanders here.
I'm not sure Bernie's here. Yes, I do want to talk to Bernie.
Bernie Sanders.
Yes. BS in the morning. I could be hosting this show. This is great.
Why do you think that?
You know, well, look at the initials. Self-explanatory. And I want to address something. You know, people are making a lot of this socialism.
Yeah.
Calling me a communist. I want to correct the record if I could.
Sure.
I prefer communist adjacent. Okay?
Oh, that's great.
I might wear a furry hat from time to time, but I just believe everybody should get free stuff. Okay? All of you should get a free car, a free puppy. Everybody should get free stuff. I think it's going to be great.
All right, so Bernie,
I have lots of plans.
Bernie, what's your...
And Pete Buttigieg is just a speck in the... He's not going to last.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, Bernie. You know, Buttigieg, they love him in Vegas. I heard they're going to make him an honorary member of the Blue Man Group. He'd be a great Blue Man.
I think this was my portion of the interview.
Yeah, it's true. Bernie, it is your time to talk.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
No, we got to stop the Wall Street fat cats. We got to get back to the power to the people. That's what we need to do.
That's amazing. All right. Amazing. I like it. Bernie, how are you preparing for the debate?
I think Bernie's running out of material. And then there's Amy Blowchunker. You know, is it just me or is she wearing all the crooked Hillary's hand-me-down pantsuits? She does absolutely nothing for me on television. From now on, I'm calling her Cankles 2.0.
Bernie, is Bernie still there?
I'm still here.
Bernie,
I was just taking my heart medication.
All right,
what's happening?
Could you tell me what you think that Donald Trump's biggest weakness is if you run against him?
His biggest weakness is his orange bronzer that he puts on every morning.
Yes. Why is that a weakness?
Because he's a fraud. He's a total liar. It's not a natural tan. Everybody knows that.
Bernie, you're such an old man. Go lay down.
Go lay down.
I think that's all I got.
B BS in the morning.
BS in the morning.
Why is it always towards me, Shutter?
Because you're a putz.
Comp 92.3, the rock station. The Feed with Izzy.
The OSHA has been prompted to consider helmets for exotic dancers after that dancer went viral for taking a 20-foot fall and breaking her jaw. They're now drafting up policies that would require them to wear safety helmets when performing on poles that are taller than 6 feet.
That's great. It's just what I need.
I don't mind it.
That's ridiculous. Are you kidding?
Sexy construction worker. I'm in.
Yeah, great.
I'm cool.
This looks like a special needs strip club. It's ridiculous. Why would you ever go to that?
You wear a construction helmet. And you got the suspenders on.
Yeah, great. Looks like
fireman's
helmet. Looks like you're trying to tackle Jim Brown.
There's a lot of, yeah, dude. There's a lot of professions that wear helmets that.
Not ones where you're supposed to be naked.
Yeah, she's wearing a helmet. That's the only thing she's got on.
Yeah,
fine.
Just focus from the neck down. Isn't that what guys do anyway?
No, stripper faces are the most important part, in my opinion.
Oh.
I agree, but still.
I thought a butter face could still get a lot of money.
Depends on the guy.
Depends on how dark it is.
Yeah, it depends on how many brain cells you have. The less brain cells, the more you're into bodies, I think.
Face is the most important
thing. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
If you don't prioritize face, I think you're using your reptilian brain or whatever.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. If your face looks at all wonky, I'm out. I don't care how nice your boobs
what?
Are.
You know what? Wear a helmet. Now you're right. You got to protect that face.
That's what I'm saying. You go out there with lacrosse helmets on,
yeah.
Like a face mask.
Exactly.
Dude, just be like Deadmau5. Go out there with like a big old helmet on or whatever.
Yeah. You know what? Talk about equality for strippers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Lady Gaga does it.
Put on, every stripper should have, a giant marshmallow head type helmet.
Yeah, I'm changing my mind. Strippers don't need faces.
Not if they're all equal. And you know what? Then you could have, because you could have like a 60-year-old stripper, 20-year-old boobs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, they could be like a
She's
six.
She's competing with everyone else
could be
now.
6 months old boobs.
There you go. Competing with everybody else there up on that pole.
Dude, I've seen 60-year-old strippers in this town.
Yeah, you've told us before.
Yeah, I have too.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've had them on air.
Well, that too. But yeah, no, I've seen some in person too doing their thing.
Me too. Yes, and I'm worried for their safety
mm-hmm.
because when you're in your 60s, the first
They're
thing
not
you,
as limber.
Nah, yeah, the first thing you do when you walk, it's stability first. Mm-hmm. And when you're up on a glass-floored stage in 6-inch heels and you're 60 years old,
yeah,
it is. You are. It's like an ice dance.
Plus, if it's fully nude, you don't want to see that, you know? It looks like an AARP.
That's correct. Yeah, it is a, anyway. Curtains reach the floor.
Yes. What we'll say. Exactly.
All the way down.
A woman who had a bullet lodged in her head was given a Band-Aid, told it was a graze wound, and was told to go home. It wasn't until days later when she was still complaining about pain that she went back in for x-rays, and they finally found the bullet.
Yes, and they probably charged $30,000 for the Band-Aid.
Yeah.
Where was this?
This was in Miami.
Oh, Florida. Okay.
Dude, a Band-Aid? A Band-Aid?
A Band-Aid.
It's a graze wound. Here's a band. Even a graze wound.
Yeah, you don't need
to. Get a bullet in you. Right. Here's a.
But didn't she know she got shot? How'd she go into the doctor in the first place?
Well, yeah, she got shot.
Because of that. They,
oh,
her
so they
and
thought
her
it was like just
being
like, off her head, and then they didn't have a bullet.
Yeah, her and her daughter were walking to the grocery store, and shots were fired.
Wow.
And one of them hit her in the head.
Must have been a low.
But she didn't know if she had a bullet in there or what it was, and the doctor told her it's a graze wound, and I would believe the doctor, so she went home.
Sure.
She had a bullet in her head.
3 days later, she was like, it still really hurts, and then they did the x-ray, and they found an actual
bullet. Quote, I got a headache, end quote. I got a headache. Yeah, because you have a bullet in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
You think she's going to sue the doctors?
Yes! I would sue everyone. I'm sorry. Plus, you know they charge an exorbitant amount of money for the whole thing.
Absolutely.
I cannot stand hospitals' pricing system in this country. It drives me nuts. And then you don't get the level of care you need at the most expensive price. It's like, hey, man, pay for first class on a flight. By the way, I need you to pedal to make the engines go.
Right.
Like, what are we doing here? That was a horrible analogy, but you get it.
Yeah, it was...
I'm angry.
Really off the cuff.
Thanks. In the worst way.
Researchers have found that people with strong regional accents face a wage penalty of at least 20% at work compared to people who speak with a more standard accent. In other words, people with more pleasant or normal accents were paid a little bit more than those with socially unpleasant accents.
Again, it depends on the job.
Yeah.
If you're a stripper and you got an accent, I'm sorry, you're probably making more money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
But, you know, if you're...
Especially in your country, it's probably worth way more.
What do you mean?
Well, like pesos versus American dollars or whatever it is.
Yeah, oh, sure, yeah. Dollars are worth more.
Yeah, I feel like they come out here from Hungary or whatever, and they go back with, like, you know, 100 American dollars. They probably buy, like, the whole town.
Yeah, I would think so, yeah. I was doing the conversion rate in my brain.
Oh,
wow. I was like, I wonder what the price point for Hungary is. I don't know.
She'll never go hungry again.
You know what, though? In all honesty,
worst day of my life.
I know. I made a plain peddling joke. It made no sense. As soon as it left my mouth, I was like, I hate myself.
Can Trump call back in?
I hate everything about this whole thing. What do you think, Izzy? The strippers, male strippers with accents?
I just don't. Male strippers creep me out.
Take it, let's say.
Do you think it's hotter for Thunder Down Under for a regular person? You know, regular accent.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think it's hot in general.
Where would you go, Thunder for Down Under or Chippendales? Because you got the American version, and then you got the Australian guys.
Neither.
Well, you got to pick one.
Yeah, you have to go.
I really don't want to.
Just pick one.
You're going. No. Which one are we going to?
I'm not going.
We have a Groupon for
both.
I don't want
some dude's meat stick in my face. I don't even know the guy.
You don't need to know.
I don't need them doing all that weird gyrating stuff in my face. Leave.
So, would you rather gyrating with an American accent or gyrating with an Australian accent?
They don't even talk to you. Would they gyrate counterclockwise or clockwise?
I think they do the pump and, you know.
There we go.
We're back. We did it!
BS in the morning. BS in the morning.
Hey, Spark. Lick my ass.
Comp 92.3, The Rock Station. Follow us at BS in the Morning on Instagram, and we'll follow you back. Do it now.
Poor man. I feel so bad for this guy. He's stuck between a rock and a hard place, this guy. He is permanently aroused. This man. After surgery he got for not being able to get aroused, I guess he hurt his groin at work a couple years ago, and he's been undergoing surgery since, so he couldn't get an erection. Now... permanent erection. This guy over in Scotland.
Ugh.
He cannot put the kickstand back in place. It is just full mass.
Even if he takes care of it?
Still up there, bro.
Wow.
Still up, still standing loud and proud.
That's a hell of a curse.
It is a, yes. He says it's very painful. He cannot touch anything. He says he's embarrassed to go out of the house. He says he has a 9-year-old daughter. He doesn't want to have the 9-year-old daughter come into the room. Like there's nothing he can do right now. He says he's absolutely miserable, and he cannot have it go away. I cannot imagine.
Can't you just drink a bunch of whiskey or something?
Always
works for me.
Yeah, you'd think.
I am not sure. The closest thing I have ever come to this would be, you know, trying to use the bathroom in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that is not fun.
You gotta, like, bend it down.
That's awful.
Or pee from the hallway.
It is not.
Dude, if you had sex the night before, though, like a drunken sex, and then you go to the bathroom and it goes, like, 7 different directions, that's my favorite one.
What?
Yeah.
Do you have, like, extra holes poked in it?
I think there's, like, something clogging still in there, like in one of the pipes or something. I don't know. But it, like, sprays all over the place.
I don't know if that's healthy. I'm not.
Yeah, let's not stand on the subject. Let's get off
What's she got in there that's clogging?
All right. Just what did I say?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, your questions are
I don't know what's clogging.
Offensive. Okay, here we go.
You know,
all right.
Sprinklers you have in the front yard that kind of go stream different directions or whatever. It's kind of like that.
That's called broken.
Yeah.
Soaking hose, I believe is what it's called.
It's almost like hose. It's almost like a periscope or something. I don't know how it comes out that direction.
A periscope.
Does it hurt when
it comes out? You see a mirror, but you're seeing a different direction. Huh?
Does it hurt?
No, not at all.
And the pee doesn't push it out.
What about this guy? Let's get back to this guy.
If it hurts when it comes out, you probably should have worn a condom.
Yeah, I'd agree on that.
What would this guy do? What does he do now? He's called the doctors. The doctors say, look, we can't help you. You have to go see a specialist.
Can you
soak it? Essentially what they said. What are we in, like a, what are you talking about? Soak it.
If it gets waterlogged or something, wouldn't it like?
No, I don't think so. Hey, does that skin get wrinkly if it's in water too long?
That's what I'm saying.
He puts it in rice like an iPhone. Dries it out a little bit, gets all the blood out of there.
Yeah.
You know what they're probably going to do is probably going to.
Why can't his friend suck the poison out? Like a snake bite.
That doesn't work.
Oh.
It's a hell of a friend.
Yeah.
I am not that good of a friend. This poor guy. I just saw this. And if you look in the photos, his face is just, it's misery.
Let me see.
It's just absolute agony, this guy.
Oh, man, yeah.
Yeah, he's just, he's got his knees up in the air.
Yeah, why is he in the position like he's at a gyno?
Because he's probably trying to hide his rod, dude. There's no way around it.
Ooh, that guy? Oof, man.
Yeah, 57 years old.
Yeah.
You know, it's like one of these stories you would hear, like when a genie grants you a wish. You know what I mean? He's no like, all I want to do is just get an erection. And then he's like, well, you have one forever. And then, you know.
Well, now that I've seen this guy, I feel even worse. He's like the only person in the room turned on, no matter what room he's in.
Yeah, I know. I feel like he's just not thinking hard enough.
Yeah.
Like he could.
Well, he has to stop thinking about that.
He could.
Mind over matter.
He needs
to. Can't he just do that? Like meditate it away?
Yeah, or like think about his mom.
Opposite. Yeah. He says that he can't get a job or whatever now because he's permanently aroused. What if his job was to be permanently aroused?
And there you
fine.
Go.
He could be porn. The guy who,
just do porn.
Guy who takes your coat at the beginning of a restaurant.
Dude, you save money. You don't even need a fluffer.
Don't need anything, dude. Exactly.
Well, I don't know why he's not doing that already, though.
This guy, he's just not thinking creatively.
Yeah, he doesn't know what he's doing.
He's this poor guy. His name's James Scott.
Huh.
And he's Scottish.
Wow. All right.
He's been given many curses. Poor guy.
What are like some benefits, though? There's got to be some benefits to having that, right? Get knock things off the table like a cat.
That's really good, yeah.
You know?
You're like a human metronome.
You have to pick them back up.
Yeah, but what if your job is to knock things over?
Sure.
You can use your body as a protractor.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
They use his pelvis to find water.
There you go.
It's brilliant. This guy's not just being creative.
He's like a sundial.
BS in the morning. BS in the morning. Comp 92.3, the rock station.
Hey, this is Tom Green. You're listening to BS in the Morning. Do I sound too much like I'm trying to do a radio voice? Can you leave this part in?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll leave it.
This is Tom Green, and you're... No, see, I'm trying to do a radio voice. This is Tom Green, and you're... No. Hi, this is Tom Green, and you're listening to BS in the Morning. See, that doesn't sound like a radio
voice. You killed it. That was great.
I wanted to go, hey, this is Tom Green, and you're listening to the BS in the Morning. Las Vegas.
It's a long one.
Greg, you were the first one to show me this. It was last week or something?
I thought you were going to tell anybody.
And the story keeps escalating. This is the lady who is on the flight, American Airlines flight.
Oh, yeah.
Who tried to recline her seat.
Dude, I got no internet battles over
this.
Did
you?
Oh, dude,
I know a lot of people have been talking about it. We haven't touched on it yet. This lady, she was on an American Airlines flight, and this guy, as the story goes, according to her, this guy... She, as soon as she got in the air, you know, reached cruising altitude, she reclined her seat back. And then the guy asked her, hey, can you not recline your seat back? I'm trying to eat. right? The tray, you know, if the tray is down, you're trying to eat something, and the person's leaning back, it's like all up in your grill, and it's all weird. It's not comfortable at all, and I get that. And then after 10 minutes, after she assumed he was done eating, she reclined it back, and the guy just starts, as she said, assaulted her, which is the most insane thing ever. He's like...
Sort of did, I guess.
He's pushing her seat with his fist.
He's doing it kind of violently, but...
He's... Yeah. She's like bobbing back and forth, right, up and down, you know, as he's like super annoyed that
really
this lady...
That's a really annoying situation.
The guy's annoyed that she leaned back, and she's annoyed that she can't lean back. You know what I mean? Where do you fall on the whole thing? Because now she's already... She's acquired an attorney, and she's considering pressing assault charges.
Okay.
Can I just
against
say
this guy?
That even when you do lean the seat back, it still doesn't feel like it's leaned back.
Yes.
Okay, but
however, it is nice to
so
have that little extra.
What's the point of even leaning them back? It does nothing for me. Like, I still hurt my neck when I fall asleep. I still drool. You know what I mean? Like,
well, I think you do that laying down.
I do think you do that.
I do. Also.
Awake too. Standing up.
That's true.
Shut up.
Dude, okay, but you can't, first of all these people on there are like, yeah, the woman and the man, like, make it into a woman and man thing, which is ridiculous, because if it was a man, if a man reclined into a woman's lap like that on a plane, and the woman rabbit punched him until they landed, everybody would be cheering the woman on, like, yeah, punch that a-hole in his head, you know what I mean? Like, ridiculous, first of all. Second, has anybody flown on a plane in the last 20 years? You can't recline your seat and not smash your knees.
Yes.
So if you're sitting in a seat, like Sparks, you're pretty tall. If you're in a seat and someone reclines their seat, it smashes your knees, like smashes them.
It does. My knees do hit the back of your seat. If
you're
reclining.
Mine, it crushes them, so I can't move at all.
If you're reclining. However, you do have leg room underneath the seat in front of you.
No, that does not count.
My point is, and look, as much as I disagree with this lady, that he assaulted her, tapping the back of a seat is not assault. Like, save that for real assault victims.
Yeah. Right.
As much as I think she's insane and a money-grabbing who, my point is, I think the guy's wrong in this situation. The guy, she has full right to recline her seat.
No, she does not.
Yes, you do.
It's ridiculous.
Don't make the seats recline.
No, that's so stupid.
No.
That's like saying you have the right to pull the emergency door latch because it's in the plane. Don't have an emergency latch then.
You do have the right to pull it.
So I'm just
going to
pull
it
while we're in flight and that's okay?
Dude, if I pay for a seat and it reclines... I'm well within my right. I paid for that seat. I'm able to recline.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You paid
not?
You paid for the seat, but you can't crush somebody else's legs. That does not count.
Don't be a dick. I agree with
you. Any reclining is going to crush someone's legs.
But the guy is not super uncomfortable. He's sitting down reading a book.
He's
just
in the
pushing.
Back seat where that doesn't recline. He can't go anywhere.
That's his fault for buying the last
row. How is it his fault?
He bought a seat that doesn't recline.
How do we even know he bought that seat, though? Suppose the lady was like, where they're in line, and he's like, oh, you go first, lady, being nice, and then she reclines on his lap.
It's American Airlines. They have a sign.
No one believes in you? Join the revolution. BS in the morning.
This coronavirus is messing up everything.
What do you mean?
In China?
I thought it was finally ending.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, it's messing up. Like, they're canceling events. Companies are having to go through serious trouble just to manufacture things because China's the manufacturing hub of the world now.
Mm. Okay.
And now that the coronavirus is, you know, I think it's plateauing. I don't think it's still going. It's just not accelerating at the rate it was. However,
what a pussy virus.
There's a lot of this, a lot of companies affected by it. I was reading about Jaguar Land Rover. They were flying car parts in suitcases now to try to keep the factories running. So flying car parts from China to the UK to keep the factories running in the UK.
I thought the suitcase was for you to go get your rental car when your car doesn't work. Those car parts never work.
So they're like, oh man, because they're shutting down like all these massive shipping lanes. There's things just sitting in containers because it came from China, and they're worried that the virus is attached to whatever product is inside the container, so they're not doing anything. So they're like, oh man, what are we doing? Nope, I know what we'll do. will hide it in suitcases like it's Wolf of Wall Street smuggling in cash.
Nice.
Does this mean that, like, the products, the price of everything's going to go up?
Why?
Because it's harder to get. There's, you know, supply and demand kind of a thing.
Oh. Yeah, I guess so. Especially if they're flying like Spirit, man. Those bags are expensive to bring on there.
Those are, yeah, dude. The carry-on.
Like, your ticket's $8. Your bags are $473.
I know. By the way, real quick, if you ever fly Spirit, I learned this, and I didn't know. If you go to the airport itself, you'll get a cheaper rate than if you buy tickets online.
I've done it multiple times. It's kind of annoying, though. Who wants to do that?
I know, but I'm saying if you want to...
Yeah.
It's not...
Saves you a ton of money, like a good chunk?
No.
It's like a bus ticket.
It's not a ton of money, but it is. It depends on where it is and what the ticket is. But I've gotten, you know, $50 off a ticket.
Dude, they should
I'm buying multiple tickets. That's a good savings.
Right. They should have tickets that are even cheaper and you just like hold a pole like on a bus or whatever. I would totally do that.
You would?
Yeah, just stand there for $5 and go fly somewhere.
Would you? What if you were down in the luggage department?
If I had an oxygen tank, I'd do it.
You would?
Oh, yeah.
An oxygen tank and no seatbelt. You'd be fine.
I don't care about the seatbelt. Yeah, just like a parka, a parka, and an oxygen tank.
Would you do this? Would you work on an airplane if they made you load all the bags, but you got to fly for free?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You would?
It's a great workout. Yeah, are you kidding me?
Well, plus it's just an escalator thing you throw it on. It's not like you're carrying them
on. Well, there's one guy in the under compartment in the plane.
Organizing
it. Yeah, you have to set it up right so it doesn't shift the weight of the plane. Yeah,
it's like Tetris with suitcases.
You would do it.
Yeah. I would do it.
Hell yeah.
So to fly for free.
Absolutely.
What if they still charge you, but they give you $50 discount?
I'd tell them to go screw themselves.
No, $50. You wouldn't do it for $50.
$50 discount.
What? It took you 15 minutes, and dude, you got $50.
I wouldn't get out of bed for $50, bro.
Right? Seriously.
I'd do it for $50. I'd do it. I'd absolutely do it. $50 for 15 minutes of work? You would do that?
No, I wouldn't.
What are you talking about?
You know
about?
How many comedy shows I've turned down? $50. Get out of here. No way.
How long are you up there for?
I don't know, 10 minutes.
10 minutes for $50?
And I'm not leaving my house.
That I would do.
No way.
I would do it. I'm in. I'm loading bags. I'm cleaning up crap. I'll weed your front yard.
$50?
Yeah, I'll do that stuff.
For 15 minutes of work?
No.
I'm in. Kidding me? It's ridiculous.
Everyone that works at airports, though, seems pretty miserable, so.
You think so?
Yeah.
Is that the worst place to work, airports?
I wouldn't think the worst, but... Not a lot of people seem to enjoy their jobs there, especially the TSA people, because they have to deal with people that are like, well, the other airport allowed me to do this. And they're like, well, it's my airport now. You know?
No, I don't know.
Clearly, you
Who
don't
says
know
it's
people.
My airport now.
Well, you know.
The operator at the airport.
Yeah, I know.
Because
is Clint Eastwood the guy
complain, the passengers there? Complain. They're like, you know, well, I got away with it there. And they're like, well, yes. This isn't there.
I think people bitch at airports more.
Yeah,
than...
which is why the people that work there hate their jobs.
Yes, but I think people that work at airports also suck. I think they're all morons. You know, I think it's not like the people that work at airports are always right and righteous. A lot of people are getting screwed over by these airlines day in and day out. Everyone
well, they don't
in this
care
room.
Either.
That's what I'm saying. And there's no accountability.
No.
There's zero accountability.
It's like the
airport.
DMV.
It's just like the DMV.
Yeah.
They don't care about you. They're all mean because they deal with people all day long. And they see the worst out of people. So they're just kind of like all mean. You know?
Well, have you, let's be honest, have you guys had a horrible airline experience?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever had a horrible experience with someone on an airline that didn't work there?
No.
There you go. Who's worse?
Yeah, I've never had a horrible airline experience either, though, really.
How many times do you fly?
I used to fly a lot.
You're
going to
be flying.
Not as much anymore. The worst, actually, I've had is when we had to sit on the tarmac for 3 hours when we were going to Chicago or whatever.
Yeah.
That's probably the worst flight that I've had.
That was nobody's fault.
No, but I'm just saying, that's the worst I've had to deal with, was just sitting there forever. It was hot in the plane. And
yes.
I missed a flight because my first flight, going into my connecting flight, somebody had a heart problem, so they had to like stop the plane and
let them die.
Get the person off.
Let them die.
And so I missed my connecting flight, and I cried to the woman at the front desk. She didn't care.
I wouldn't have cared if you cried.
She was like, I don't know what to do for you.
Yeah.
And I was like,
hey, lady, I didn't give him a heart attack.
Isn't it your job to know what to do for me? I just missed my flight.
Yeah.
Looks like do your I ass is buy waiting. Another one or do you give me a refund? It wasn't my fault.
I think you just wait for the next flight.
That's really sad.
Yeah. Well, it's better than having to smuggle things. Would you, how about this? If a company, let's say General Motors, was like, hey, you're going to Mexico? You're going to Cabo? Can you bring back a muffler for us? that way our cars are cheaper to be made and we'll pay your plane to get back. Would you do it?
No, I have no desire to go to Mexico.
But they build cars in Mexico. That's my point.
I don't want to do it.
You're missing the whole point. Would you carry product for companies
no.
for a cheaper plane ticket?
Unless it's drugs, no.
You're way old. You're all over the place. So you willingly break the law for any, but I'm just trying to make
it a
legal thing.
Yeah, because I'm going to get a cut. Absolutely.
Okay.
Greg would agree with me on that.
Greg, would you bring back a muffler for General Motors if they were like, hey, we'll pay your plane ticket back because you're flying to Cabo, let's say. They build cars in Mexico. They're like, while you're there, back a muffler for us.
Why wouldn't I do that?
So you would do it.
Of course. What do I care?
That's what I'm saying. There's ways around this, people. Let's make airline even cheaper and the economy better. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. Izzy wants to destroy it by bringing in drugs and paraphernalia. Izzy's bringing back lithium batteries, fireworks, just buckets of gasoline.
When I sell that stuff, I'm going to be getting so much more money, and it's basically going to be like flying for free.
So you're willing to be a drug mule, but you're not willing to bring in the new stereo for General Motors.
Yeah,
for their
car. I don't care about General Motors.
Okay, you are.
Why would you risk going to jail? Yeah, what are you doing? Just something illegal for free, though. I don't understand.
Shaking your head is A, doesn't make sense, and B, horrible for radio.
I agree the drug smuggling.
Shaking your head, no.
I agree smuggling drugs would probably make you more money, and I would totally do it. But I'm just saying, if somebody's going to be for free.
Yeah, but it's not about the money.
I don't want to go to Mexico, and I don't care about General
Motors.
It's
not about going to Mexico. Ah!
BS in the morning on Comp 92.3, The Rock Station. Called BS, 876-3692.
Oh, boy. Well.
Yeah.
What?
We were waiting for Friday to come back to us, and it's made its way around. I have an email here saying that basically we have
Did you get it too, Izzy? Why are you saying yes?
You're copying
you
on it too, bro.
I'm on it too?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I haven't checked my email.
Well, let's just say the subject line is mandatory meeting.
Hold on. Let me look for this.
Oh, boy.
It's to you, Greg, Izzy, and myself.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Does not. It's very short. And they wrote thank you, period. Anybody who puts a period at the end of thank you.
Yeah. It's not good.
Yeah. Well.
Do you want to read it? What does it say? Go ahead. Just don't say the name.
I won't. It says, after the show today, please come see, and then the general manager's name, and I in the conference room. Thank you.
And this is from?
This is from HR.
Oh, God. Okay, great. Thanks. Really had a great day today, and now it's not.
Yeah, thanks, Greg.
Hey,
after
please.
The show today, this has to be
you guys
about. Oh, don't even. We had nothing to do with the fire alarm being pulled.
That's not even worth arguing.
For your
them.
Oh, I know I didn't. I'm just saying you guys might be.
Oh, sure, you
a little
did
bit
it.
Of trouble.
Yeah, sure. You had nothing to do. As soon as your foot touched the cone, you're like, "I'm touching the cone."
Yeah.
The fire alarm goes off.
Yeah. And then you guys acted
really weird.
A nice little verbal warning so they could go ahead and pull the fire.
Uh-huh.
Accomplice. Wow, you guys are really reaching. Can't wait for this meeting.
I really, God.
I can't believe you guys got me involved in this.
Oh, Greg, wow. You're the worst person. What do you think is going to happen?
We'll see.
I don't want to be a we'll see. What do you think is going to happen?
How do I know? Let's bring them in there now then. Why wait?
Is she here? Go get her. I'll bring her in. Talk to her.
Fine.
Seriously?
You want me to go right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously, right. Go get her.
All right, I'll go.
Go get her. And if you give her like a 5-minute warning or whatever if she's in. Okay, there goes Greg. He's going to go get Danielle, our HR person here in the building.
Go suspect number one.
Who sent the email. Yeah, by the way, you love how confident he is.
Yeah.
Wow. Why am I sweating? I didn't do anything.
You didn't do anything.
Did you do anything?
No, I didn't.
Then why am I so nervous right now? I am so nervous.
You were recording on your phone. I was standing directly next to you.
He's the one who pulled the fire alarm.
I don't think he did it because he was blindfolded at the cone, but I think he had somebody to do it for him. You know him. He's not going to allow himself to be implicated.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, here he comes right back. Wait, what did she say?
She said she'll come in a few minutes, but she can't write this second, but a few minutes.
So she's going to come in.
Yeah.
Good. Let's talk to her. We'll bring in Danielle, our HR person, talking about, I would imagine this is referring to the fire alarm that went off during Greg's Wheel of Punishment on Friday. We'll talk to her in just a few minutes.
Find more BS on comp.com.
BS in the morning. Our HR person in the building is now here. Hi, Danielle. How are you?
Hello. I'm good.
Thank you for coming in. We received an email from you. I'll be honest, we're all pretty nervous about it. The email said, come see us in the conference room. Can you tell us why? What are we doing? Why are we meeting with you in management?
Standard policy. We had an issue last week. I'm sure you guys know because you were here. In the morning, fire alarm went off.
Yeah, that was crazy.
And we're feeling like it's false. So somebody had to have pulled it. So we're opening an investigation. So after your show today, 9 a.m., we have an all-hands meeting in the conference room to discuss policies, procedures, and disciplinary action.
Disciplinary action?
Yeah, it's a big deal.
So when you say you're launching investigation, are you like trying to find out not just if someone pulled a fire alarm, but who?
No, we definitely think it was false. We definitely think it was a false pull on the fire alarm. I got called last week coming into work, had to teach somebody how to turn the alarm off. You know, I got a call from the police about fire trucks being issued, come over, and we get fined for that. That's a big deal.
God. What do you mean you get fined?
We get fined by the city for falsifying a fire.
Yeah,
fire emergency or something.
Every time it gets pulled, they have to. You have to pay them.
Yeah,
to come
they were
out,
on their way, and I had to make sure there was nothing going on. I mean, there's only like a handful of you in the building at that time in the morning. So obviously, somebody is up to some shenanigans. So I got to get to the bottom of it, and we got to.
So what do you mean, all hands on deck? How high is this going up the food chain?
Well, it's me, and I'm going to have corporate HR on the line.
Oh, my God.
Oh, great.
And so, you know, when we involve her, there's definitely going to be a write-up. There's possibly a suspension, and then we'll go from there.
Wow.
Greg, how many write-ups you got already?
I don't think Izzy and Sparks like knew what they were getting into
when
they got involved with this.
That's ridiculous. I'm pretty sure Mateo needs to be there, too.
Oh, wow.
Mateo!
I'll he's sitting back there in the corner feeling all comfortable.
Yeah, I was like, oh man, these guys are going to get it. I'll be there. I mean, if you want me there.
Like I said, there's only a handful of you here that early. So you guys and the other morning shows are basically who's being called in. So we're going to narrow it down.
Well,
sorry.
I just want to say I'm glad it doesn't involve me, but man, I feel bad for my coworker.
Oh, you are such a.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Oh my God.
I'm sure this wasn't a one man job.
Yes. Look at you over there, Mateo. Thank you. All right. We'll see you at 9 then.
Yeah. Just be ready. Be ready with answers. Wow.
Thank you, Danielle.
Dude, these guys are in trouble.
Gentlemen, welcome to Shutter Island.
Shutter.
Well, good morning. This is Gloria. How are you?
Oh, hey, Gloria.
Aren't you my lawyer?
Yeah, she's the attorney.
Yeah, actually, I was on hold. So what I was going to say is, they're just going to look into it. They're just going to put a paper in each of your files. It just says, on this date, the fire alarm got pulled, and then it'll go from there. But now that Danielle came in, now you need defense.
Yeah.
Who's
it should go on my file, though. That's ridiculous. Just because they did something, I have to go on my file?
We didn't do anything.
Okay. I didn't do anything.
Greg? Methinks thou dost protest too much.
Yeah, well,
so you might want to heed this advice as well. But
yeah, thanks, lawyer. What the hell? I thought you were representing me.
Yeah. Why are you representing
conflict
Greg?
Conflict of interest. So all I'm going to recommend is that everybody just play dumb. Don't talk.
Well, that'd be easy for these two.
No, hey, but I made my lawyer laugh. Let the investigation find out. Do you guys have video footage?
Yeah.
They definitely have video footage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, there's cameras in the
mystery solved right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
make them play the tape.
Yeah, that's a good point. Thanks. Are you my lawyer? I'll make them play the tape.
Yeah. Problem solved.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, thanks, Shutter.
Did you say Gloria? Thanks, Gloria. Text line says, damn, you guys are in trouble. Like 13 L's on this.
Great.
If you want to go to at BS in the morning on Instagram, there's an email up there that we got.
Don't put up the email.
Why?
What are you doing?
What, man?
Dude, she's not going to want the email up.
Okay, just because you guys are in trouble doesn't mean I can't put the email
You're
up.
You're putting up the email.
I did already.
Oh, my God. Stop pissing everyone off,
yeah,
Greg.
Seriously.
Can I tell you who liked it? One of the people that liked this name is 420 Fart Slut.
Oh, good.
Probably your accomplice.
Yeah.
Colton.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
All right. Just deny, deny, deny. Treat it like the mob did back in the day. They
exactly.
They can't sit on anyone if they don't get any information.
That's right.
We don't have any information. We didn't do
First
anything.
48, always they always crumble because
exactly.
somebody snitches.
Nobody knows what happened.
Yeah.
Nobody did anything.
That's right. I didn't know what you're talking about.
All right. Y'all have a good one.
Thanks,
later,
Colton.
Bro.
Thanks, Colton.
No, I don't. Okay, look. That's great advice. Yes. Deny, 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 deny. Right?
I barely know you guys.
But at the same time, I legitimately didn't do anything.
Same.
I was going through the punishment. I was filming it.
Yeah.
I shouldn't even be in this meeting. I am getting roped into this, and I know how it works out.
What about me? I shouldn't be in this meeting either. I
don't know about you. I know me.
I was directly next to you the entire time.
Yeah,
so was I.
Yeah,
we both wanted him to walk on the mousetrap.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know
you. Why would we do anything to keep him from doing that?
All I know is that I know what I know, and I know that I didn't do anything.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm going to tell them.
I can't believe this right now.
I didn't do anything.
You're such a bitch.
How am I such a bitch?
You're a bitch.
I didn't do anything.
They're turning on each other. This is perfect.
Turning on me. It makes no sense.
I didn't turn on you.
I didn't do anything.
I'm not saying anything about you.
You divine and conquered.
I'm not doing anything.
He's a moonshine man.
Moonshine.
If I was Greg, I would just sit back and let you guys terminate each other.
I'm not terminating anyone. My point is, I don't know about anybody else. I'm just putting my hands up. It ain't me, bro. It ain't me. That's all I'm going to say. I didn't do anything.
Somebody's getting a shaft tonight.
Why would you be happy about that?
maybe it's him. All right, thanks, Moonshine. Look, I'm not turning on you, Izzy. I'm not turning on you. How am I turning on you? I just said I don't know anything. I just know what I know about myself.
Sure, yeah.
I'm not snitching anybody. I'm not saying anything. All I know is about me and me only.
It's all you ever care about.
I don't know what this is. Greg's playing it. It's not me.
Yeah, it's not really fitting the... It's kind of throwing me off.
It sounds like the Who. The H-U. I'm not sure what it is.
It's the Terminator soundtrack, the score from Terminator.
Okay. Are you saying we're terminating each other?
I hope so.
No, we're not. I'm not going to say anything about you, Izzy. I'm not going to say anything about Greg.
Sparks is a B-1000.
I'm not going to say anything about Mateo. Whatever, dude. I'm not snitching. I don't know anything.
There's nothing to snitch on. We don't know anything.
Look at the tapes. You want to conduct an investigation? Conduct an investigation. I'm not going to get in the way. But I'm not going to bat for Izzy. Sure as hell ain't going to bat for Greg or Mateo.
I'm not going to bat for them, but I was going to go to bat for you.
You were going to go to bat for me? Don't! You don't have anything to worry about. Just focus on you.
Yes.
Because I know how you are, Izzy, on these things.
Let the hate run through you.
You're going to say something completely unrelated that gets me in trouble somehow.
How would it get you in trouble? You didn't do anything.
No, I know. Not now. Not this time. But you're going to say something like, oh, yeah, well, you know. I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and incriminate myself, but I don't
know
what you're going to say.
So are you admitting that you did something?
No, I didn't do anything.
Then why are you worried about being incriminated if you didn't do anything?
Because I know how you are. you're a dry snitch, like okay. Greg says all the
time. I'm a dry snitch accidentally on people who did things.
Yeah, I know.
If you didn't do anything, how am I going to dry snitch on you?
That's a good point, Sparks. In the back of your head, you know you did something.
No, right? I'm not talking about... what is happening right now?
I'm not talking about this.
I think we solved this case.
No, first of all, I'm not talking about this incident. I'm saying you're a dry snitch on something else unrelated to this completely, because that's how you do things.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah. Like, it couldn't have been me and Sparks. We were doing cocaine in the parking lot.
Exactly. I'm going to be like... Don't say anything!
What a stupid thing to be worried about.
Oh, I'm worried. It's happened.
That is so dumb.
It's happened before.
Man. Let's just focus on the issue at hand.
It's so nice to sit back and watch you guys fight.
Shut up, Greg. Shut up, we're in this predicament because of you.
Oh, please.
You didn't
want to
walk through the punishment.
I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
You always cheat. I know you didn't do anything. You don't want to do.
You didn't do your punishment.
Always get your way.
That's why we're here right now. Because I have to... It's 1,000 degrees in this room right now. I'm sweating. Now we got to go walk into the corporate meeting, bro, that they're going to have on the phone.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be weird.
Are you not worried at all about it?
Why would I be worried? I didn't do anything.
Oh, my God. Cool.
BS in the morning.
They keep me entertained during my drive to work.
Morning.
You guys are dicks. Like
on Comp 92.3. No BS.
It's kind of a different no BS today because we've had two people now drop out from Greg's team and my team, which is yours or Days of Blubber.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm tall and gay tonight.
Yes.
That's my team and Greg's team for our broadcast at Las Vegas Motor Speedway
on
Friday.
I've got the whole day written down.
Okay, thank you.
The whole day? Wow. Spent a lot of time listening. You're going to go back and listen to the show?
I was too lazy to listen today, so I wrote the whole show because I felt like there were a lot of good things in it.
It's like a punishment. Got to go back and listen to this.
Good show.
876-3692. We're going to go with caller number 15 right now. Caller number 15, you're in. You got to know the no BS question, and then that gives you first choice, also Sunday race tickets. But here's the caveat. You got to be available from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. Look, I get on air. I tell you, you have to be available from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. Do not call if you cannot be available from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. Friday morning. And what happens, Greg?
Oh, they call in and say they can't come in the next day.
That's right. Why waste everybody's time? Don't call if you can't go. It's a waste. You're a piece of human trash if you do it. If you can't go, you're fine. Just get out of the way. It's cool, man. And live your life. Enjoy yourself. But don't suck up a spot that somebody would want and then back out. You know what I mean? Come on. You got him? Thanks. I'm going to harp on this guy. Josh.
What's up, mister?
Here's your no BS question. Good luck.
All right, Josh. This BS show member was doing crotch exercises at a stoplight. Was it myself, Sparks, Izzy, or none of the above?
Would that be Izzy?
Yes, sir, hey! It was.
Boom! Congratulations.
Good job.
Awesome.
Now, you are available... Friday morning from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m., correct?
Actually, no, I'm not. I'm doing 12-hour days.
Okay. Goodbye, Josh.
What just
Matt,
happened?
I'm telling you! Every damn time! Matt.
Yes?